New Orleans media outlets published a startling headline last week. 93,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads were cleaned out of city catch basins. And we know that the success of Mardi Gras, perhaps jokingly, was once measured by the amount of garbage collected. Now, two local organizations are hoping to change that by running a bead and trash recycling program along the parade route. WWNO's Jessica Rosegard spoke with Stephen Sauer from Arc of Greater New Orleans and Hannah Kincannon of the Young Leadership Council about the program.
Tell me how this partnership came together.
Well, since 2013, YLC Recycles has partnered with local events and festivals on ways to become greener and more sustainable. Of course, the Mardi Gras Recycling Initiative is an extension of that, and Arc of Greater New Orleans is our most logical partner on that.
And what about the cruise?
So for the cruise, this year is our pilot year. We deliberately chose 2 days to gauge feasibility for future expansion. We wanted to do the first Saturday, second Sunday. We wanted to focus on day parades. So we brought this to the crews of Ferret and Toth, and they were both really happy to support us and to partner with us on it and, you know, try to become greener crews as well.
How can parade goers participate in this program in recycling beads and trash along the route?
So for both days, starting with the first parades of the day, we will be passing out two different labeled bags, one for beads and throws and one for cans and bottles to parade goers. And we're going to have six stations set up along the parade route. And you can either bring your filled bag to a station, or at the end of the cruise of Ferret and Toth, we will have a recycling truck and an ARC van along with some volunteers, and you can pass those bags right along to volunteers.
Tell me a bit more about your recycling program at ARC, and how will this partnership enhance or improve the program that you've already been running?
What we do is we turn beads into jobs. So through bead recycling, repackaging, and reselling, we fund jobs for people with intellectual disabilities who are not able to find jobs in the community. So Mardi Gras bead recycling is one of them. That interest in our activity has really grown over the last 2 or 3 years. I think there's a growing consciousness in New Orleans about trying to be greener. Mm-hmm. So last year we sold 250,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads back to the public. And through that, we funded 85 wage-earning jobs mm-hmm. for folks with disabilities. This initiative, we believe, will allow us to collect even more beads. And up until now, we've sold every bead we've been able to collect and sort. We always run out. So the more beads we collect, the more beads we can sort, I believe the more beads we'll be able to sell.
Hannah, there's this partnership, too, between Republic Services, which is the recycling company, and the New Orleans Department of Sanitation. We know that past Mardi Gras have been, their success has been judged by the amount of trash that's collected. How are you working with them to facilitate this pickup?
The City of New Orleans, the Department of Sanitation has been really supportive. They're very excited about this initiative, and we really hope that this year is going to start a new trend instead of measuring success by, you know, tons of waste picked up. We're going to really celebrate how much refuse we're able to divert from the landfills this mm-hmm. year. And we're going to see that number grow and grow.
Do you feel like you kind of have to change people's mindsets about Mardi Gras, in that crews, even when they're loading their floats, everything gets tossed? Do you feel like you have to change mindsets or the culture?
As an extension of our partnerships with the crews of Ferret and Toth, we are supplying recycling bins at load-in this year for the crews. And so the float captains have been really good to work with us about coordinating that and, you know, getting the cardboard boxes and as many mm-hmm. recyclables as possible into the recycling bin on that end. Recycling is something that's so easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a small act, and just that very small act, when you multiply it by the thousands and thousands of people that are coming out to enjoy Mardi Gras parade, can make such a huge impact on, you know, the health of our storm drains and our environment here in New Orleans.
Hannah Kincannon from the Young Leadership Council and Dr. Stephen Sauer from Arc of Greater New Orleans, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Parade goers can recycle unwanted Mardi Gras beads, cups, cans, and bottles along the St. Charles Parade route after the crew of Ferret and the crew of Toth parades. More information can be found at ylcnola.org.